Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis. The Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, has announced his first overseas venture will be to Central America. Panama is included, and we will speak to that. But right now, other states in Central America, Costa Rica are mentioned, the Dominican Republic is mentioned, though it is not Central American. It's certainly part of the migration story, the DR, because it shares a landmass with Haiti, where there's nothing but trouble. Costa Rica is a very friendly power, certainly. Guatemala is a very friendly power. And yet, Professor, just a comment here. We have a couple of minutes before we get to Panama. The Secretary of State has to deal with the Darien Gap. Do you believe that'll be part of the conversation? Because many of these countries have allowed migrants without documents to flow through their territory, knowing they're headed to the Mexico. Is that going to come up in these discussions?
I do think that the Darien Gap will be part of the discussion, but perhaps on this trip, not the most important part of the discussion, although I think that could come up in later extended conversations with Panama. A couple of things that are notable. Number one was the choice of Central America and the Dominican Republic rather than Mexico or other places where Secretary Rubio could have gone in his first trip. Again, I think that shows the importance that President Trump puts on the migration issue and dealing with some of those things. Number two, the states that were not included. And so it's notable, of course, that anti-U.S. regime in Nicaragua was not included, nor was the Honduran regime of Xiomara Castro included. And so I think that was intended to send a clear message. Mexico was not included as well. But the other interesting thing in El Salvador, that's probably going to be one of the most cooperative relationships that the U.S. will have in Central America, where Nayib Bukele, it appears, may agree not only to accept migrants not only from El Salvador, but from other countries and sign an asylum cooperation agreement, or at least renew the one that they have, but also possibly even put Venezuelan deportees from Tren de Aragua and other gangs in El Salvador in jails temporarily. And so those type of agreements, I think, were critical for this initial negotiation with Central America that President Rubio, Secretary of State Rubio is taking forward.
President Evan Ellis, Professor, U.S. Army War College. We're going to Panama.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.